The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
I've seen you running around here everywhere. What are you doing?
I have no idea anymore. I'm too tired to know.
Who are you working for?
Sporting News Radio.
Oh, right here?
Yeah, right here.
So what do you do?
I am the executive producer.
Of the whole shebang?
Of the whole shebang.
What does executive mean? What is that? What is that separate from just producer?
Because I basically do it all. I'm the get it done chick.
Are you?
Yeah.
You paid well?
Does he get to use the executive potty?
What's that, Greg?
Does he get to
use executive questions?
Does he get to use the executive
potty? Do you have an executive bathroom, an executive potty that you get to use?
No, but I actually did request one of the NFL this year for the game.
For BM jarring? For what?
It was declined by the NFL. I did ask for one for the game, and they said, I'm sorry, no.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, so who's the biggest guest you guys have had on?
It's a toss-up. I don't know. It all depends who you talk to. We have Troy Aikman host a show, so that's pretty big.
Troy Aikman did?
Correct.
That's cool. He's a friend of ours.
Okay.
We're from Dallas.
Oh, you guys have the ticket?
Yeah, the ticket.
Oh, good.
See,
yes,
everybody knows.
Yeah, we're an affiliate. Or you're an affiliate.
Yes,
or something.
You're an affiliate.
We're an affiliate?
You are an affiliate.
Does that make us above you or below you? I don't understand that.
It's related.
Okay. You married?
I am married.
Huh?
Oh, I thought you said, whoa, sorry.
What?
I am married, yeah.
Kids?
To Peter Brown?
To Peter Brown?
Oh, God, no.
Good move.
Kids?
Why not? What's wrong with Peter?
Look at him.
Okay, she doesn't like Peter.
Wow.
She doesn't like Peter. Ask her, why doesn't she like Peter?
So you hate Peter?
I don't hate Peter.
Dig Peter?
I dig Peter.
Would you kiss Peter?
Would you kiss Peter?
No.
Have you ever kissed Peter?
No. Never would kiss Peter.
You would never kiss Peter?
Have you seen Peter's teeth?
Wow, I've never seen that, no.
I didn't know.
It's a weird, we know they had them.
Weird male condition.
Oh, dear.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one. Kick it.
It is 3:17. 17 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is adhered to America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, the home of the national institution that is sports talk. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Monday. And we are all back from Houston. Super Bowl week is over. And we all made it back.
Football's over, Mike.
No? That's right.
Desperados. Bowl, Desperados this
and
Sunday.
And Desperados.
This Sunday. You know they're playing, Corby?
Carolina Cobras. Which raises the question of, where's the Cobra?
Snake.
Cobra!
You know, I think we need to devote more time on
where's
the present.
Where's the Cobra?
That's right. That's what we're all wondering.
Who is that?
That was a girl that was at Cape Buffalo one time.
And I wasn't there?
No, you weren't there. She came up and asked me that during a break, and we weren't rolling or anything, and I had her put on the headset and ask it again. I liked it so much.
Where's the Cobra?
You should have seen her. She was dressed very conservatively.
Snake.
Hot?
Well, how can you tell?
Pantsuit?
Yeah. Pantsuit or a dress with a nice blazer, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you tell what a girl looks like when she's dressed like that?
You can't. That's why they're smart to wear that. You see the inner beauty first, and then she unveils whatever she has down there. And it may be bad, it may be good.
I'm not in unveils whatever she has down there. Down where?
Under there.
Oh, okay, you said down there.
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Under there.
Well, we're off to a good start here, aren't we?
I can't say that was a very smart drop, Dave.
No? Have you not been brought up to speed? Do I need to have a conversation with you here in a minute?
No. Okay.
Just tell everybody what's going on.
Our bosses are in town. And I guess these are the bosses that are really our bosses? Our bosses' bosses?
Well,
the guys who run
the company? The guys who are here every day are probably our bosses, but these are theirs. And if they're theirs, if they hear something they don't like, they jump on them. And when they're unhappy, we're unhappy.
So we have to tone it down?
Things roll downhill, as they say.
Well,
right?
This may be a bad day to listen.
It might be.
Because there's going to be nudity talk. Twice.
Well, nudity is in the news, though.
Right.
Nudity is newsworthy, so it won't be gratuitous nudity talk. That's okay. Provided we...
Why did you dump that?
Because...
We gotta watch things this
week. What? Whoa,
that's,
hold on.
That's unbelievable. That did not need to be dumped.
You don't think?
Uh-uh.
Well, we're erring on the side of caution.
Let me ask you this. So, you just said using euphemisms, we can...
Right.
Talk through this or around it.
Right. That's not a euphemism.
You want me to say penis?
No, I don't want you to say anything at all. Just steer clear of all that this week.
Well, we here have adopted that term. Wiener.
That's the hardline euphemism for...
Right.
Penis.
No, there are others you can use that are probably a little bit more delicate and a little bit more preferable to them.
That is as tame as you can get. It's third grade.
No.
Wiener.
It's third grade playground.
Right.
What do you think, Greg?
I think we need to tone it down a little bit.
So what do you suggest?
What's the matter with you? Are you sick today?
He sounds a little ill.
No.
Tired?
You're stoved up.
Yeah, just a little stoked up. But yeah, we need to tone it down.
That's what I'm saying. You agree with me on this,
absolutely,
don't you?
Absolutely, 100%.
Wait a minute. I want you to talk, and then I want to hear, I need to apologize to all my fans out there.
Very similar.
Say that.
Why do you want to make fun of me?
I don't. I just want you to say
I need to apologize to all my fans out there. I can promise you I'm not hungover.
Yeah, you are.
I can promise you.
It's eerily similar.
All right, do you understand this, Psycho? Do you feel
yes,
me?
I do feel you.
Okay.
Love you.
All right, we have a very big show. Now, I understand that they went ahead and did play the Super Bowl yesterday, and that probably will take up the majority of the sports talk here on the presentation today. And I doubt if we'll be wandering real far off that Super Bowl track, at least not until later in the presentation. So if you've not had your snoot filled with Super Bowl talk, then you'll really enjoy the presentation. And if you have, well, stick with us. We'll figure out something. And I guess the plan is to get going on it next, right?
Next. Super Bowl talk.
Yes, Super Bowl talk gets going in that most hardcore of ways. That will be next. It is 3:24. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.